ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 13 ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड कप्स। टुडे टेक्स्ट 39। नैते सुरेशा ऋषयो न चैते तोम एव भाषिष भिद आश्रये अपि सर्वं पृथक् तोम निगमात् कथं वदेति उक्तेन वृतं प्रभुना बलो अवयीत्। नैते सुरेशा ऋषयो न चैते त्वमेव भाषिषः भिदाश्रये अपि सर्वं पृथक्त्वं निगमात् कथं वदेति उक्तेन वृत्तं प्रभुना बलवैत्। नैते सुरेशा ऋषयो न चैते त्वमेव भाषिष भिदाश्रये अपि सर्वं पृथक्त्वं निगमात् कथं वदेति उक्तेन वृत्तं प्रभुना बलो वैत्। नैते सुरेशा ऋषयो न चैते त्वम् एव भाषिष भिदाश्रये अपि सर्वं पृथक्त्वं निगमात् कथं वदेति उक्तेन वृत्तं प्रभुना बलो वैत्। न नट एते दिस बॉयज Suraisaha, the best of the demigods. Rishaya, great sages. Na, not. Cha, end. Ete, these calves. Tom, you, Krishna. Eva, alone. Bhasi, are manifesting. Isa, O Supreme Controller. Bhit Asraye, in the existence of varieties of difference. Api, even. Sarvam, everything. Prithak, existing. Tom, you, Krishna. Nigamat, briefly. Katham, how. Vadaha, please explain. Iti, thus. Uktena, having been requested by Baladev. Vritam, the situation. Prabhuna, by Lord Krishna, having been explained. Balaha, Baladev. Abayit, understood. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Baladev said, O Supreme Controller, these boys are not great demigods, as I previously thought, nor are these calves great sages like Narada. Now I can see that all you alone are manifesting yourself in all varieties of difference. Although one, you are existing in the different forms of the calves and boys. Please briefly explain this to me. Having thus been requested by Lord Baladev, Krishna explained the whole situation, and Baladev understood it. Purport. Inquiring from Krishna about the actual situation, Lord Balaram said, My dear Krishna, in the beginning I thought that all these cows, calves and coward boys were either great sages and saintly persons or demigods. But at the present it appears that they are actually your expansions. They are all you. You yourself are playing as the calves and cows and boys. What is the mystery of this situation? Where have those other calves and cows and boys gone? And why are you expanding yourself as the cows, calves and boys? Will you kindly tell me what is the cause? At the request of Balaram, Krishna briefly explained the whole situation, how the calves and boys were stolen by Brahma, and how he was concealing the incident by expanding himself, so that people would not know that the original cows, calves and boys were missing. Balaram understood, therefore, that this was not Maya, but Krishna's opulence. Krishna has all opulences, and this was but another opulence of Krishna. At first, Lord Brahma said, I thought that these boys and calves were a display of the power of great sages like Narada. But now I see that all these boys and calves are you. After inquiring from Krishna, Lord Balaram understood that Krishna himself had become many. That the Lord can do this is stated in Brahma Sanghita 5.33, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. Although he is one, He can expand himself in so many forms. According to the Vedic version, Ekam Bahusyam, he can expand himself into many thousands and millions, but still remain one. In that sense, everything is spiritual, because everything is an expansion of Krishna. That is, everything is an expansion of either of Krishna himself or his potency. Because the potency is non-different from potent, the potency and the potent are one. Shakti, Shakti Mator, Abheda. The Mayavadis, however, say, Chid Achit Samanyaya. Spirit and matter are one. This is a wrong conception. Spirit Chit is different from matter Achit. As explained by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:4-5. Verse number 4 and verse number 5. Bhumirap nalavayu khammano buddhirevacha ahankara ityam me bhinna prakruti rastadha apareyam mitastu anyam prakrutim vidhime param jivabhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies. But besides this inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind which consists of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. Spirit and matter cannot be made one, for actually they are superior and inferior energies. Yet the Mayavadis or Advaitavadis try to make them one. This is wrong. Although spirit and matter ultimately come from the same one source, they cannot be made one. For example, there are many things that come from our bodies, but although they come from the same source, they cannot be made one. We should be careful to note that although the Supreme Source is one, the emanations from this source should be separately regarded as inferior and superior. The difference between the Mayavada and Vaishnava philosophies is that the Vaishnava philosophy recognizes this fact. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, therefore, is called Achintya Bheda Abheda, simultaneous oneness and difference. For example, fire and heat cannot be separated. For where there is fire, there is heat, and where there is heat, there is fire. Nonetheless, although we cannot touch fire, heat we can tolerate. Therefore, although they are one, they are different. Hare Krishna. ओम अज्ञानातिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीन इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशै नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नैते सुरेशा ऋषय नो चैते तुम एव भाषिष भिराश्रयपि सर्वपृथक्त्वं निगमात् कथं वदेति उक्तेन वृत्तं प्रभुना बलो अवयित। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेड ओ सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर दीज बॉयज आर नॉट ग्रेट डेमिगड्स एज आई प्रीवियसली थॉट नॉर आर दीज कर्व्स ग्रेट सेजेस लाइक नारद। नाउ आई कैन सी दैट यू एलोन आर मैनिफेस्टिंग yourself in all varieties of difference. Although one, you are existing in the different forms of calves and boys. Please briefly explain this to me. Having thus been requested by Lord Baladev, Krishna explained the whole situation and Baladev understood it. So, Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arasav Bhutya, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arasava Bhutya Jare Jaiche Nachayase Teiche Kare Nitya. So in this verse, Isha Sabda is called a controller. As translated, Lord Baladev said, supreme controller. There are so many controllers, but Krishna is the supreme controller. So everyone is dancing like puppet according to the supreme will of the supreme personality of Godhead. That's why you see Prabhupada also pray like this after arriving in the land of America. He told also, Nachao Nachao Prabhu Nachao Semate Kasthera Pituli Jena Nachao Semate. You can make me dance. Make me dance, make me dance, O Krishna, as you like. I just came here to dance in your hand. So everyone is acting according to the supreme will of the Krishna. So what this chapter is describing about specifically about Brahma, how Brahma bewildered. But we can see in this incident also, here is Lord Baladev also. Balaram also little bewildered for some time. Actually, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Sarva avatari Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, Tahara Ditya Deha, Sri Balaram. Krishna is the source of all incarnation. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But his first expansion is Balaram. Ekai Swarupa, दुहे भिन्न मात्र काय आद्य काय बुह कृष्ण लीलार सहाय एक ही स्वरूप देर नो डिप मच डिफरेंस इज एक्चुअली ओनली द कलर इज डिफरेंस कृष्ण इज ब्लैक एंड बलराम इज व्हाइट आद्य काय बुह द फास्ट एक्सपेंशन एंड व्हाई बिकॉज ऑफ टू हेल्पिंग कृष्ण इन हिज पास्ट टाइम्स sometimes he become elder brother, younger brother, and sometimes he appeared as elder brother. Like in Ramchandra's pastime, we see he appeared as younger brother as Lakshmana. But because of some incidents, he has to always follow the instructions for Ramchandra, always to have to, whatever Ramchandra has to say, he has to follow strictly. Specifically the incident when Ramchandra asked Lakshmana to banish Sita in the forest. left Sita in forest. That is other brothers, they refused, Bharata and Lakshmana. No, Bharata and Shatrughna, but Lakshmana never disobeyed orders of his elder brother. So he did this job, but he became very, very hesitant. He was crying. Then he took vow, in the future, if I will come in any incarnation, for some past times, I will never become younger. So every time I have to just follow his order strictly. So in this Lila, we see Balaram appeared as the elder brother. But still, we see how 1 year Balaram could not understand the mystery, how everything is going on, how Krishna himself expanded into calves and cowherd boys. Because that particular incident happened, that is the killing of Barhasura that day, because there is a snake. The first reason why Baladev was not present in that incident, because that was his explained that his it was some his birthday or some birth nakshatra, so Rohini stopped him to go to forest. He stay back in home and to do some abhishek and to give some charity to the brahmanas. And there is another reason is also that if whenever there is some pastimes Krishna has to do with a snake, then he is the original snake, the Ananta says. He did not present in that pastimes. If Balaram is there, then the snake's pastimes cannot happen. So, anyhow, Balaram, because not there, so 1 year, that we heard all this in past classes, how Krishna expanded himself when Brahma has stolen the calves and cowherd boys. Actually, Brahma has now power to steal these cows and calves. They are the Krishna's devotees. So actually, this another, when Brahma was thinking like this, there is another set of boys and calves were created by his energy. So the real the cowherd boys and the calves, they were actually hidden by Jogamaya. So anyhow, Krishna, again, he expanded himself as calves and cowherd boys. And that 1 year, this pastimes was going on. Every day they are going to forest, herding cows, killing some, and then like this, every day they are coming, going. Balaram could not understand. Whole year is there, is going on. But just 1 year is about to complete, there are few days before. So Baladev see incident, that in the Govardhan hill, on top of Govardhan hill, the cows were grazing there, but they saw immediately that in the feet of Govardhan, so there is, the calves are there, but they are not the same calves. Now these cows have already given birth to another set of calves. But these calves become bigger, but still they are not subject to take milk from their mother again. Now they are grazing grasses. But when they saw those calves, they just ran away. They feel intense affection and love for them. Even the cowherd men, they could not stop them. They try their best, but it's not possible. Then Balaram also saw how this cowherd men were angry, but when they come down and saw their own sons, they embrace them. They are so much attracted to this boys. The love of affection for any Brajavas is higher for Krishna then their own son or the cows, all these things. But now in this incident, Balaram could see that how it happened that it is equal. They have the special, even Balaram himself, he is also feeling that how, what is going on, how it is equal love and affection is arising within the Brajavasi's mind and also including me. Because Krishna has to perform some pastimes. There's so many meaning to the same pastimes. He has to do so many, please so many devotees in same pastime. Because we see how the the different girls, the gopis, that they, we see how Katyayani, they are also doing Katyayani Vrata. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahajogini Adhiswari Nanda Gopo Sutang Debing Pati Me Kurute Mama. Mother Katyayani, please make this Nanda Gopo Suta, this Krishna, as our husband. So it is said that in that particular year, when Krishna is himself expanded as the coward boys, then that year all the marriage happened, all these gopis, these young gopis, marriage with Krishna. So Krishna has to fulfill everyone's desire. He has to do so many things within one pastimes. So, but Balaram, he is seeing how it is happening, how including myself, we are feeling the same affection and love for these cubs and these cowherd boys. That what happened? Even the other Brajavasi, their fathers of these boys, and even these cows for their cubs, they feel such intense attachment and intense love and affection. So that's why Balaram was little bewildered. He was thinking. First thinking that the affection of the inhabitants of Braja, including me, toward these boys and calves is increasing as never before. Just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities. Who is this mystic power? Balaram first thinking himself. And where has she come from, this illusion or this mystic power? Where has she come from? Is she a demigod or a demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna. For who else can bewilder me? No one can bewilder Balaram. He is not, the living entities can be bewildered, but he is a past expansion of Krishna. So how it is possible? So Balaram was thinking, he was thinking, but immediately he could understand. It is the energy of my master, who? Krishna. And for who else can bewilder me? No one else could bewilder me. It is only Krishna is my master. Different incidents, Balaram expressed these feelings. Though he is the elder brother, but still he knows Krishna is my master. Because even the parents of Balaram or Baladev, in the womb of Rohini, when he was in Rohini, in the womb of getting the instruction from Krishna, Jogamaya transferred Baladev from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. So, and even when he was in the womb, Krishna said, when you are giving instruction to in the womb, then that time Krishna also telling, my expansion is going to womb of Rohini. And then he gave the three names to Baladev before birth, even when he was in the womb of Rohini. He told he will be known as Sankarsana, because he is transferred from wombs of Devaki to the wombs of Rohini. Then he told his Balabhadra Balachayat, because he will be most powerful, but no one could be equal with his in power and strength. So he will be Baladeva, Balabhadra Balachayat. Rama iti Lokaramanat. He told he is also another name will be Rama, Balaram, because he is a he will give pleasure to all Brajavasis. He will make all the Jadavas, the Jadu families and the Nandagopa, this Gopa families together, and he will give pleasure to everyone. So in this way, we can see how Balaram Darsa is thinking, how it is possible. No one can bewilder me. It is definitely the power of my master, Krishna. So, that's why Balaram directly asked to Krishna that Balaram told, why are you expanding yourself as calves and cows and boys? Where these original boys and calves are gone? And why are you expanding yourself as the cows, calves and boys? Will you kindly tell me what is the cause? So Balaram directly asked to Krishna, what is the cause? Where they have gone? Then Krishna explained everything to him. How Brahma stole all these calves and cowherd boys, and how Krishna expanded himself, concealing the incident by expanding himself, so that people would not know that the original cows and calves and boys were missing. Then Balaram understood everything, and then he thought, this is not Maya, that it is actually the opulence of my master, Krishna. So in this way, we see that how Krishna is the supreme master, everything. What is to, speaking about Brahma, he is a living entity, but Balaram is his first expansion. But still, Balaram, for 1 year he could not understand the mystery of how Krishna himself expanded, calves and cowherd boys. So, here is in purport is a little is mentioning that how Krishna is a one, and similarly he can expand himself. Eka Bahusyam. He is one, but same time he can be expanded himself in varieties of for the specific purpose. He can expand himself in so many forms, according to the Vedic Bhasan, Eka Bahusyam. So that's why he expands himself, thousands, millions still remain one. He expanded so many calves and the cowherd boys, but still he is one. That's why Krishna has two energies. One is superior energy and an inferior energy. Inferior energy is the, what is the inferior energy? That is mentioned the first verse, two verses Prabhupada quoted from Bhagavad Gita, Bhumir Apo Anala Vayu Kham Mana Buddhire Vacha Ahankara Iti Amme Bhinna Prakruti Astrada. Earth, water, fire, air, either mind, intelligence and false ego. Altogether, this eight comprise my separated material energy. But this is inferior energy. Then the another energy, the living entities. Just next verse that telling that aparayam itastu anyam prakrutim vidhime param jiva bhuta mahavaho yayedam dharyate jagat. But besides this inferior nature, O mighty Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which consists of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. So there is difference. Though they both are Krishna's energy, but still there is difference between the two energies. So, but the Mayavadis, sometimes they think that everything is one. Everything is one. There is no difference between this energy, like two, and I here mentioned the two energies of Krishna. There is no difference. They don't find any difference. Internal potency or external potency, all this. It mentioned that this is wrong. This thought, that is the way that the Mayavadi is thinking. That although spirit and matter ultimately come from the same one source, they cannot be one, because spirit, the living entities are the spirit, and this creation is made up the other bhumi, apa, nala, vayu, all these things, they are inferior energy. Many they come from in this way it mentioned that. So little and sarcastically telling about Mayavadis, Mayavad philosophy. Then we are not the same. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's why giving us the Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Achintya Bheda Bheda oneness and simultaneously there is difference. The same energy is Krishna energy, but still these different energies has to function in different way, and there is difference between the energy, superior energy and also inferior energy. As this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave out this Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, he took essence from all other philosophies, even from the Vaishnava Acharyas. He took how to defeat Mayavada, he took from Madhvacharya is and deity worship, that he established the Krishna deity in Udupi, and it is Mayavada's Purna Pragya Bhasa that he completely defeated all the Mayavada philosophy. No Mayavadis can come in front of Madhvacharya. He also took essence of Ramanujacharya, Vaishnava Seva, and bhakti is free from jnana and karma, from knowledge and activity. Jnana karma di anavritam. That is the jnana karma di anavritam. That is Mahaprabhu took from Ramanujacharya. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keva. To serve the Vaishnavas. And then he took two things from Vishnu Swami, Saranagati. In order to understand Krishna, you have to fully surrender. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Saranga Saranagati, Hoi Bejahara, Tahara, Prathana Sune, Sinanda Kumar. A person who is fully surrendered, Anukulyetu Sankalpa, Pratikulyetu Varjanam, Krishna Rakhyatiti Vishwas, Gotrupti Varanam Tatha, Atmanikhipa Karpanni, Sadvidha, Saranagati. One has to follow the principles of surrender, the six principles. He accept the favorable and reject the unfavorable. Anukoya Sankalpa Patikulati Varjanam, Krishna Rakhyati Iti Vishwas. We must have strong faith that Krishna will protect me in any situation. Krishna Rakhyati Iti Vishwas. Krishna is also maintaining me. He is also Rakhyaka and Palaka. Tumita Rakhyaka Ara Palaka Amar. Tumara Charanavina Asana Hiyar. He is also protector, he is also maintainer. So Krishna Rakhyati Iti Vishwas Gotrupte Varanam Tatha Atmanikhepa Karpanne. Then one has to be very humble, meek and humble, and fully depend upon Krishna. Saranagati, Then Vishnu Swami also told to realize Krishna and this Vidhi Bhakti is not everything. One should develop spontaneous attachment for Krishna. Spontaneous attachment, as Rupa Goswami told, the verse is not Raga Bhakti. One is spontaneously attached. Kriyatam kuta api labhyate. Laulyam api ekala mulyam. Koti janma sukruti api na labhyate. Like one has to develop love, spontaneous love, attachment for Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took two things from Nimbarka Swami. It's from Brahma Sampradaya Madhvacharya, Sri Sampradaya Ramanujacharya, Rudra Sampradaya Vishnu Swami and Kumara Sampradaya. Then he took two things that one has to follow the footsteps of gopis. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesa Tanaya, Taddhama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachi, Dupasana, Brajavadhu, Vargena Jakalpita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramanamamalam, Prema Pumartha Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matamidam, Tatra Dharanapara. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur told. So, that is, he told, must follow the footprints of the gopis. One has to, Brajavadhu Vargena Ja Kalpita. Then he told the topmost devotee of Krishna, who even bewildered Krishna, he is Madana Mohana Mohini. Who? Radharani. There is no one else more dear to Krishna than Radharani. So this is the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the essence of the Vaishnava philosophy from Vaishnava Acharya, then he gave us the Achintya Bhedabhadhe Tattva, simultaneous oneness and difference. Then concluding in the end, he told, is giving the example of fire and heat. One can fire is there is heat. Where is fire? There is heat. And where is there is heat? There is fire. Nonetheless, although we cannot touch fire, but heat we can tolerate. Therefore, although they are one, they are different. The same energy, but there is not same level. One is superior and another is inferior. So it is already time, I stop here. Only two minutes left. Anyone can ask one question. Okay.
What is the importance of knowing so much detail of Krishna, Krishna's expansions and his bewilderings and you know, yoga maya, mahamaya, and intricacies of the analytical philosophical approach? Is that something that everybody has to actually embrace, or can they just be happy chanting Hare Krishna and appreciating Krishna's empowered way?
This is need for preaching. Need for preaching. If you want to go extensive preaching to even to the Mayavadis or to some other people, then you have to put argument, then you have to know all these things. That is why this Uttamadhikari Vaishnava, Sarva Sastre Sunipun, Drudha Nishtha Jar, Uttamadhikari Sei Taraye Sansar. The Uttam Vaishnava has to know everything, all the intricacies of all philosophies. Prabhupada could defeat anyone. Prabhupada says he knows detail. But just want to return back to Godhead, himself just chant and be happy. But for preaching purpose. This all needs for preaching purpose. Yes.
Balaram got bewildered. How about Krishna? Does he get bewildered?
Krishna is not bewildered.
How about Lord Chaitanya?
Chaitanya, what, how is Krishna? Chaitanya is not bewildered? Where is the incident that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bewildered?
Well, Lord Krishna cannot understand the love, the extent of love of Srimati Radharani towards him.
But that is different. This is not bewilderment. He has to just realize what is that. But this is not bewilderment. Krishna is actually, there is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna ek atma dui deha dhari anya anya bilase lila anusari. Even Radharani herself told in Purana, in Paramahansa Purana, who is Krishna? So ask him, who is Krishna? He told, Krishna is just my male form. Similar to Krishna, who is Radha? Radha is just my female form. There is no difference between Radha and Krishna.
But yeah, he cannot understand the extent of love. What do you call that?
When he could not understand Radharani, so he just appeared as a Lord Chaitanya. He is not bewildered, but he wants to test it. How is it? Radhaya pranaya madhuri kidri sava naiva. How it is Radharani's love? Radhaya pranaya madhuri kidri sava naiva jena adbhuta madhurima kidri sava madhya. Krishna was thinking, how is my own sweetness? He cannot realize it himself as a Lord. So he has to, how is excellent sweetness that Radharani is enjoying? Krishna is that lobha, that is a greed, develop a greed to for that rasa and that to realize himself. So this is not illusion.
Okay. There is this, Lord Krishna saw his reflection also.
Yes, he saw his own reflection.
So he become like attracted or bewildered by the beauty of his own reflection.
Yes. After seeing his own beauty in reflection, so Krishna thought, who is this boy? This is so beautiful, extremely beautiful. But Radharani is enjoying everything with me. He has by embracing me, by all these things. But how can I enjoy that level of please that Radharani is enjoying? So how I could enjoy it? So that's why he come as a form of a devotee. He come as a devotee. So that's why the position of a devotee is even higher than Krishna. Krishna told even the position of a devotee is even higher than Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's position of Srila Prabhupada is even sometimes Prabhupada also builder. Generally Prabhupada is very meek and humble. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao, asavate. Beda nahi, bhakti nahi, name bada daro. Bhakti Vedanta Nama Sarthak Karai, that just he told. He is always very humble. He told, everything is happening due to the mercy of my Guru Maharaj and Lord Chaitanya. But one time in Calcutta, in room conversation, Prabhupada was just sitting very proudly. He told, how fortunate I am. Like three times he repeat. So everyone is wondering, how Prabhupada is telling this? Why? He never. Then Prabhupada explained, look, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chosen me, he selected me to preach this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Though I have not any qualification, I have not all these things, my God brothers were more scholarly, all these things. But then Prabhupada also, sometimes he told, in that instant he told, how fortunate I am. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected me as a Senapati Bhakta to distribute this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Hare Krishna!
Hare
శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ.